This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Isaiah 59 describes where many of us live. To study this chapter, let's ask some basic questions. What is said about God? God isn't the problem if prayers are not answered. His hand is able to save and his ear to hear, verse 1. He deplores injustice, verse 15. He's appalled that there was no intercessor, verse 16. In spite of this, God provides salvation. Verses 20 through 21 declare, "The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins. God will triumph through those on whom his Spirit rests." Second, what is said about man? He's a sinner, and his sin separates him from God. Man tends to go his own way like a blind person groping along a wall, verse 10. God looks in vain for someone to hold up a standard. Man is preoccupied with his own agenda. Third, is there a promise to claim, a command to obey, or a warning to heed? Yes, God can save sinful man, but no one seems to care. He makes a covenant to provide all that's necessary for the repentant sinner to live victoriously. Claim that promise for yourself. Though a command is not clearly stated, it's strongly implied that we should turn from our own self-helps and self-interests, turn to God, and stand for Him in the face of opposition. The warning in this chapter is quite clear. It's foolish to rebel against God and His ways. The problem is sin. The tragedy is that God didn't find anyone willing to take a stand for what's right. The solution is God's gracious provision. Trust in His grace and stand up for Him when facing opposition.